Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Nintendo has revealed that it's bringing its convention-like celebration of all things Nintendo to Sydney this year, after previous stints in Japan and the US. While details on what will be there are still under wraps, Nintendo Live Sydney 2024 will be happening on the weekend of August 31st to September 1st, and will feature live stage events, photo opportunities, and of course hands-on with Nintendo Switch games. Last year's event took place in Seattle, giving attendees a chance to celebrate along with the Nintendo community and take part in tournaments, stage shows, gameplay, and more. Embracer Group, which has been consistently in discussion for its rapid shuttering and shedding of studios over the last months and years while it tried to wrangle its finances following a spree of acquisitions, has now announced that it's splitting off into three separate listed companies. The move will see Embracer transform into three different brands: Asmodee, Coffee Stain and Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, in an attempt to allow each company to better serve its individual components and leveraging their unique strengths to move toward a better overall outlook. Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends in particular will be Embracer's new AAA and major IP branch, handling The Lord of the Rings as well as Tomb Raider, Dead Island, Kingdom Come Deliverance, and more. Xbox and Arnott's have finally confirmed that the Xbox Wireless Controller-themed barbecue shapes are headed to Coles stores this week, after popular demand from last year's very limited and exclusive release. The new shapes variety merges the iconic shape of an Xbox controller with the iconic flavor of barbecue shapes, and will only be available for as long as stocks last. So, if munching on tiny, barbecue-flavored Xbox controllers sounds like a good time, get down to your local and see if you can't score a box or two. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.